This is Outdated Encyclopedia, Episode 1, Truffle. I'm taking a look at a software project I started last year to see where it's gone and where it might go in the future. Last year, I started a project called Truffle, and the idea behind it was that you could have these user-definable fields on these posts, and it was sort of like extrapolating the idea of a hashtag out into an entire post. So that way you could have a recipe as well as ingredients and just list those as separate fields in the same post. And then anyone reading your post could interpret it however they want. So the idea was, there would be readers that would be available, and I created one on my website that would look for specific field types and then interpret the truffle post based on those field types. And at first I thought, well, I'll just pull out jQuery because I know it, and that'll help me build something really quickly. And I found that jQuery was limiting me, and I've used other libraries like Angular since then, and was not as familiar with Vue or React. And so as I was abandoning jQuery, I decided, let's give Vue a shot. And so I tried Vue for a little bit, and I liked the fact that it was giving me these nice component-based vocabulary where I could break things down into little pieces and reuse them. But the problem I was running into was it felt a little bit like some of the other tools I'd used in the past that were very limiting or required a lot of verbose syntax. And so I ended up dropping that and picking up React. And I've been using that since, ever since, on the reader that I've been building for Truffle. I never got around to building a good tool for authoring Truffle. So what I've been doing is I have a file that is a JSON array, and another script that reads that array, adds a new Truffle element to it, and then you have to go in and manually add these fields, and you have to know JSON to do it. And that's definitely not a user-friendly experience and was not the the long-term goal. So yeah, like the development on that has really stalled because I don't have a lot of time. And I've also, this has always been an experiment for me. And I have gotten to a point where I feel like it's taken me to the next step. And the next step that I want to take is I want to build a chat server. I'm finding that a lot of people are using tools like Slack for personal chats and for chats with more informal groups, things that might not necessarily be work-related. And so I want to build something that's a little bit more suited to personal communication, that is also away from the big social media companies like Facebook, of course. And the reason for that is that whenever you just lose control, basically, is what it comes down to. There's not a... I feel like you're basically at the mercy of whatever Facebook decides to add to their feature offerings, and there's really no way that you can extend that without getting heavily embedded in their ecosystem. And even if you do get embedded in that ecosystem and learn their APIs, you may find a point where you've run out of the tools that that they have to give you or that they want to give you, and you are not able to continue on. And so I want to build something that is completely off of that platform and on my own platform. And I want to be able to share that code with other people so that they can start up their own servers and that way start organizing these chat rooms as venues on the internet, and selecting who's going to be a part of those venues, and not having this kind of free-for-all that we have with places like Facebook, where it's just anybody and everybody, and there's just this sense that Facebook is asking everybody to police each other in a way that doesn't work. The idea is that if I see something on Facebook that I don't like or that I think is inappropriate, I can either block the person who posted it, or I can report it to Facebook, and then hopefully at some point in the future, somebody somewhere is going to take a look at it and decide whether or not it was appropriate, and then maybe remove that person from Facebook. And I think we've seen it just doesn't really work. And it's Facebook has just become this unpleasant place. And so I want to provide an alternative to that. So in the meantime, I'm still posting truffles every once in a while. And I'm spending a little bit of time working on this side project, this chat room. And so hopefully I'll have some code for that soon that actually works and is usable and doesn't require you to know JSON or any kind of coding to use. And we'll see where it goes from there.